do a meditation that I'm going to do a meditation that I like. It reminds me of the town I live in now, actually, weirdly. We've got a lighthouse and a harbour where I live now. All those kind of things I always have in my mind. They're things I love. The coast, the beach, the ocean. So, so wherever you are, get yourself comfortable. Just close your eyes. Just look forward, just to enjoying the experience. And as always, we will begin and end with the sound of the Tibetan bell. I'll try that again. That's better. So let's just take a few minutes just to relax your body and your mind. There's no rules or requirements here. Just listen to the words and relax. As I said, if you get any other thoughts or noises or distractions, just acknowledge them and then let them pass. Simply refocusing and hopefully the relaxation that you get from it. So wherever you are, be comfortable, but not too much so. If you're in a chair, get yourself nice and comfortable, maybe nice and straight. Get those feet planted. Find somewhere to put your hands. Just gently close your eyes and begin really just to breathe in and out. And just do a few slow breaths in and out. Try to find a rhythm, something that you're comfortable with. As you're breathing in, just imagine yourself breathing in good vibes, love, happiness, and joy. And each time you let go of a breath, just imagine yourself letting go of anything that you might be holding on to, any resentments, any tension, or any stress. As you let go of each breath, as I say, just let go, let it go. Find yourself a nice, easy rhythm, breathing in and out. Something simple, something natural, something comfortable. When we breathe like this, we can start to feel ourselves actually relaxing our body. And in terms of the meditation, as I speak, just allow any images to form in your own minds or not. If you can't get that imagination, just think of something yourself. So you're in a place, it's a place you know well. As you look around, all the things, home comforts, the decor, the pictures, all the colours, it's all things you know well and that you like. You're in a room that feels good. It's your safe place. And it always feels good. There's a window on the wall, and as you look outside, you can see today's sunny. It's hot. The sun's up high. It's a beautiful day. There'll be no need to put on anything like a coat or a scarf or a hat. You can just go out. You can dress however you want. You can enjoy the day. And there's a door. And as you look, you take the door. And as you go through the door, you find yourself at top of a set of stairs. You can feel the sun on your cheeks. Feels good. Perfect. And you stand there for a moment, just taking in the day. And then you take the steps one at a time, in your own time, holding on to the banister. Excited to see where this was going to take you, to see what kind of an adventure we're going to go on. When you get to the bottom of the steps, you find yourself in a meadow, beautiful green grass, lots of wild flowers, all different colours. As you look down the meadow, there's a whole line of trees at the very bottom, something like a picture postcard. And you can feel the soft grass underneath, the sun on your face. It feels good. Perfect. And so you take the left-hand side of the meadow and you follow the fence. And as you're walking along, you look into the next field and you can see wild animals playing. And so you stop for a moment and take it in. The whole family's there. You can imagine, as animals, they must have fun too. And they run around, and you can see they don't have a care in the world. It's perfect. And so, for a moment, you also feel the same carefree in nature, just enjoying the moment. And then you decide you want to carry on. So you carry on until you get to the bottom of the field. And you see a small sign on the left, and it points through a little gap into another path, and it says, to the lighthouse. And so you take that. And now it's a dusty track. It feels different underfoot. Now there's trees along the side of you. It's not so sunny, it's nice and warm though. Maybe you can smell some of the flowers and the trees, maybe. It's a different smell. You feel alive, happy, out in nature, excited to see where we might end up. And as the path curves around, you see it ahead, the harbour and a lighthouse. And so you follow it, you head straight towards the lighthouse. It is literally like a beacon for you. You're smiling, the sun's out. It's a big red lighthouse with a light at the top, which you assume would go round a worn fishermen and boats to be careful of the rocks. And as you get very close to it, you can see it's been here for such a long time. And you walk around it, and it's like a monument up into the sky, the blue sky around it. It's such a picture. It's framed here for you. And as you walk around, the door is open. And there's a small sign, it says, come in, come and have a look at the viewing platform. And so you go in, and along the side of the lighthouse, winding all the way up to the top, is a set of stairs with a banister. So you slowly take your way up there, and on different levels, there's different windows with different views. Feels like a real treat. Each window, you can't wait to get to the next one until you get to the top. And when you get to the top, you can see it, an unaltered view of the ocean. For as far as you can see, you're up high. And as you look out to sea, there's boats, the sky, the sun coming down. It's a real picture. It's so quiet here. As you look behind you, you can see the light in the center of the lighthouse at the top. Refracted glass, probably a century old. It makes you think about labors of love. And you start to think about yourself and you think, am I a labor of love? Do I spend enough time on myself, loving myself? You just take a moment just to see how you feel inside. Maybe give yourself a few words of encouragement. As you look out across the ocean, you take a moment just to think about your journey, how you got here, where you want to be, who you want to be. And again, if there's anything that you feel you need to say to yourself, now's a great time. As you look out, the waves gently coming in. It's hard to see if the tide's coming in or out. It's probably halfway between. But the sky, the sun is quite low in the sky now. It's really orange. It's a beautiful sunset. And it's only now that you realize you might have lost track of time. And so it's time for us to go back the way we came. And so you gently make your way back round the spiral stairs, again looking out of each window, all the way down to the bottom. And then when you get back out, you can see now the tide's come in a bit more, but it's still safe. You can make your way back. You can hear the sounds of the ocean, the waves, the seabirds. You can smell it. The sun's still out. It's not as hot now, but it's still nice. You can still feel it. And so you take the walk back gently, thinking about maybe about some of the things you might have said to yourself up in the lighthouse, how you might have felt, how you want to feel, maybe how the future looks. And you take that dusty track back towards where we started. When you get back to the edge of the meadow, it's only then you notice that on the fence there, there are lots of different signs that people have hung on there, and they're signs that people have written themselves. Little anecdotes, pieces of advice, maybe love signs. And so you take a moment and you get a pen and you get a board and you decide to make a sign and hang it on the fence. Maybe it's a sign for you, maybe it's a sign for the next person. You take a moment just to create it. And then you gently hang it on the fence with all the others in unity. Then we take the walk back slowly up the meadow. As you look across into that field next to this meadow, all the animals are gone now. No animals in sight. It's quiet. The sun's coming down, and you find yourself back at the bottom of the steps. And you take each step gently and carefully, and you go back into your room, that place of comfort, and you sit, everything around you. And you sit, you close your eyes, and you go back to the breathing when we started. Maybe you're thinking about today and the journey we've been on. As you breathe in and out, we go back to that breathing in love and good vibes. and just breathing out any frustrations, any tensions, anything that we'd like to get rid of. And we breathe in, and we breathe out. And we wait for the sound of the Tibetan bell and the end of today's journey. But we know now that we can come back to this place, our special place, anytime we like, and do special things with special people.